Sure.
To the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Okay, let's see. I want to first remind everyone in the audience on our stream that the Drama Club is presenting Mamma Mia this weekend. They will present at 7 o'clock on Friday, 2 p.m. on Saturday, and then again 7 p.m. Saturday evening. And I've just learned that our own Mr. Burgess is going to be in the orchestra pit. So we can't wait to see that. So I would encourage all board members and members of the community to go and see our students. They always put on an amazing show. Also, ballots for school board positions. We do have 3 positions currently open. The last time to get your petition signed with 25 signatures to get on the ballot is to drop it off to Mrs. Morcombe in the superintendent's office by 4:22. So if anyone's interested in joining us, having lots of fun on the school board, please do so. Okay?
By 5 p.m.
Sharp. Don't bring it to the meeting.
Synchronize your clock.
That's all I have for comments. Are there any other board comments?
Yeah, any more headway what's going on with the pool?
I actually be interested in just talking about the big elephant in the room. Say that the needs of the school haven't changed. We still need this classroom space,
right.
And we're beginning the process in the committees of looking at where else we can find that space for the classrooms and the other things that we so desperately need. As far as to your point with the pool, I don't know.
The only thing I see is they voted it down, having classrooms. So if we really need classrooms, I guess we'll have to bring it back in classrooms. I think we ought to put the pool back just the way it was. I'm not saying put it deeper, put it back the way it was. I mean, we all talked about that before, and again, if they need classrooms, we're about to put it out, and we're going to have to pay for the classroom if they need it.
Well, is it possible that we can set up a time where we can discuss it among ourselves? I mean, obviously, we haven't had that opportunity to, you know, have that conversation and figure out what the game plan is so that we're appeasing everyone.
You certainly, anyone can join the building and grounds committee meetings so that you can talk about that. So next time there's a building and grounds committee, Mr. Dudley, would you make sure that everyone gets an invitation?
We only
can
have
that?
So many members there, though.
Yeah.
Voting members, you can sit and listen.
Right.
Right, which is they're still.
But they're not making
right.
A decision.
We really can't talk about it. We're going to talk about this until we're out in public.
There's no decision to be made.
Right, just have it right out here. We talk about it in public. People can listen. They ain't got to say nothing. Be right out front with everybody. If we're not going to do it, we're not going to do it. They vote not to. But I think personally, that's where it should be done. But again, I'm only one.
No, and
right.
I mean, obviously, we're all for transparency. I don't think there's anybody
right.
Arguing that. But it's not a situation where we can just say, dump some water in the pool. I mean,
right.
We spent a lot of money on architects and engineers to go in a certain direction. Now we're going to invest a bunch more money on architects and engineers because obviously nothing happens without architects and engineers.
So, have you heard anything on any insurance?
It'll be years.
Right, but I haven't heard nothing. That's what's just one. Sometimes.
Yeah, we're still the insurance company NYSER that we were with previously is still in discovery. So they keep asking for more and more and more documents, kicking this can down the road. I don't anticipate this coming to fruition within next couple of years.
Well, that's what I thought. I just put it out so people know it.
Is there a timeline established for the next step in the process? I mean, yeah, obviously we have to have, you know, more engineering and studies done or whatever the process is. But, I mean, I think maybe we should set a plan or a timeline in effect so that we can move forward with it. Whatever the outcome may be, I think that, you know, we need to at least, you know, establish a goal and try and meet it. You know, and I, you know, everyone has an opinion, and I'm with you, Dick. I think that, you know, we need to do something, and, you know, regardless of what the outcome of the vote was, let's take it to the next step.
I mean, I thought we were going to get money. I called Danny's tax office. I talked to Deb down there. She just called me day before yesterday, or on Friday, I should say, and the money the governor's got is not for villages, towns, it's for the state parks. She'll let us know if something comes up through that for some help. I told her where we're at, the people are concerned, and she says she'll keep me informed.
Okay.
So, I mean, we can get that on the agenda at the next Building and Grounds Committee if you guys want to get eyeballs on the existing.
So,
but I have a question. If we attend, let's say all of us decided to attend that Building and Grounds meeting, we can't do it because
there,
that would be considered a meeting.
Yeah, if there was a quorum, that would have to be a special meeting that were called, which is doable. I mean, there could certainly be a special meeting.
No vote.
Yeah, even with no vote.
I don't understand why we can't just discuss this.
If we're going to go to that meeting, and the way I take it, that we need rooms, so it's going to be a waste of time to go there. They're not going to have the pool to talk about the pool, right? I mean, that's what the administration is looking. They need rooms. From what I gather from all
there's
even
two
people.
Separate issues, and that's been the argument right from the start.
Right.
There's two separate issues here. There's the issue of the pool, and there's the issues of the need for classrooms. So, I mean, if you want to have discussions based on where we're already at, whether or not I don't think there's any discussion left whether or not there's a need for classrooms.
So there's the way case of no pool.
Well, No one's saying.
I'm just saying the longer it sits, the worse it's going to get.
Well, that pool can't really be used as it is.
It's got to be fixed.
The architects have indicated fix isn't it. It's going to need to be completely redone if it's a pool.
$9 million.
So, well, certainly I'm not making the numbers up. And
no,
the architects
I'm not. I'm just saying.
I
can build a pool out in the middle of a football field when we spend a lot of money for it. And we only use...
Have you been in the basement since it was
No,
flooded?
I'm just saying. Look at the money we spent in a football field and... How often do we use that? Not very often. Three games last night.
Prior to us going out to the community for a vote, the board listened to Mr. Redmond, we listened to the administrators, we listened to everyone, and everyone was in agreement that more space was needed due to the population of our students. It's not the numbers in population, it's the students' needs are much more entailed and detailed than they ever used to be. At that point, we all voted unanimously to put forward the space, utilizing the pools, repurposing the pool. And what kind of happened, and in my opinion, is it got to be a pool versus space. And that's really not what this board put forth. What we put forth was, we need more space. And this is the place to do it.
But people said they didn't want to use that space. You know? But I gathered they wanted the pool back.
And
that was never the vote.
That wasn't the vote. That's what I'm saying.
They know that. That's what I'm just saying. But people didn't want to utilize that space. What classroom? Mm-hmm. Correct?
We don't know.
No, they voted no. Well, they voted not what classroom, that's where we're going to put it. So
I think you could look at it another way. Maybe the people that were out there didn't decide that we had made the best choice for the space to be. I'm sorry. Let me start over again. I think the people out there didn't realize that we had spent that time putting things in that pool area for utilization for classrooms and whatever else. But maybe they didn't like our choice. Maybe that was the problem. Maybe it wasn't a choice between the pool and that.
Right.
We don't know because we don't let the people speak.
They should.
I really think that we should change our process here at the board and not just allow people to speak on what's on the agenda, but if they have something they need to say, say it. That's what we do at the village, and it's what we do at the town.
I agree. Give them 5 minutes, and If they talk about personnel, talk about something else, you say, wait a minute, we can't talk.
Well, we had those public meetings, and I know you've already spoken to that point, Pat, but we did have the public meetings where everyone was certainly encouraged to ask questions.
Some people thought they got smoked on something, too.
Who's some people? What?
Some people I talked to, so I'm not mentioning who.
Were you there?
Who.
Did you come
to the meetings? I didn't go.
So that
I'm just talking from people that called and said that. That's why I said before, just we need to get more people involved.
That, you know what? What I just noticed was that we have 3 seats open right now for the board.
Well, if people want to
be involved, I'd love to see them get involved.
We see, but I agree with Pat. They also.
Good. I hope we do. I hope we're inundated with.
Me too. I see 3 or 4 at a time. But I agree with Pat.
Too.
People should be able to talk. They spend 1 year, they should be able to talk.
Okay.
That's all I got to say.
Anything else, Mr. Dudley?
No, I just think it's important. From here.
I do too.
We gotta do something, right, wrong, or whatever. We gotta go. So, I was extensively involved in each of the committees and extensively involved in those meetings. And I don't have any more time than anyone else in the community or on the board to spare. I'm happy to do it, but I invested a lot of my own personal time into that. And I want to push it. I want to keep going with whatever direction we're going to go in.
Agreed.
And another thing, just to mention, is that it cost the district almost $50,000 to put together the vote, the architects, all the things that we needed for everyone to take that vote on. As an FYI.
I understand your frustration on that because it certainly seems like a waste of resources, but we as a district knew the potential outcome that, you know, if it went that way, that was an expenditure that we were going to make for the greater good.
Yep.
And if it didn't, well, we were going to pony up and we were going to spend the money again.
Mm-hmm.
And unfortunately, that's what we're going to have to do.
I think it's imperative
that we set a timeline, regardless of what anyone's personal feelings are on this. We owe it to the community to keep the ball rolling. I support you 1,000%. And I think everyone, you know, there's got to be a compromise that can come out of this. And unfortunately, a lot of time was wasted, and we're going to spend a lot more time on it, but let's set a timeline, and let's do it realistically.
Special board meeting, then?
Yeah, I would say so.
I would say probably shortly after April recess.
Got it.
Thank you.
Because I do think if we're going to begin having these discussions, I think there's probably going to be board member questions that will need to be directed toward our architects.
Okay.
So I do think it would be important to have them here so they can answer at least some preliminary questions that people may have again in reference to any product that may come forward.
Got it.
So I'll reach out to Tetra Tech.
We'll get together with the architects and see then if we have we can get together a special board meeting so that they can be present to answer any questions that we might have,
mm-hmm.
or any other thoughts or ideas. We'll do that after the April break. Is that
Thank
good?
You. Yeah, I think that could be considered a board workshop. So it'd be something, at this juncture, everybody, the whole board would need to be there to have these discussions, because if we can't get 100% participation from all members of the Board of Education, the date that works for everybody, we're kind of moving in a lateral direction instead of forward.
Okay.
So I'll reach out to the architects tomorrow and send some dates and times to the board for some evening at work.
Makes sense.
Sounds good.
Okay. Anything else? Mr.
Dudley?
No.
Anyone else? Any other comments?
Okay.
Mr. D.
All right. I, too, was going to mention Mamma Mia. Looking forward to that. Love ABBA music. Should be a lot of fun. I'm assuming, Adriana, you're going to speak to Battle of the Books.
Oh, yeah.
Okay.
I didn't have it on here, actually.
It's okay because I have it. Okay, I'll talk about it. So Battle of the Books was last week. We've done this for the past several years now. We have a cadre of teachers that participate and at multiple grade levels read a series of books and go to a competition involving 31 school districts in our region. Our students always perform well, learn a lot, and they all made it to the consolation round, which was fantastic. I'd like to thank Karen Northrup, Carrie LeClaire, Jen Boutin, and Lindsay Cahill for facilitating those groups and going the extra mile to work with our students. If you haven't seen them, our tennis courts have been refurbished. They look fantastic. The dips and holes and puddles and those sorts of things that formed on the courts are no longer there. We had a couple of incidents last year where we had students injured on our courts. They look fantastic. They're safe, and certainly our student athletes enjoy playing on them. I do want to mention the Chippy Power Project. I had a conversation and a couple of emails back and forth with Dave O'Brien. We anticipated having a flow of money come from the Chippy Project in June of 2026. They are a little bit behind. They're now anticipating September of 2026, which means that would roll into the 2027 budget calendar. So we're a couple of years out from seeing any funding come from the Chippy Project, but hopefully they don't fall further behind. Let's see. I think I'm good. Adriana, elementary school.
So the PTA put on their very first family dance over the weekend on Friday, which was a great hit. Fun was had by all. Lots of kids came with their parents, dancing, food, raffles, so it was great. We are headed to the high school to watch the play on Thursday with our students. And at the end of the month, we'll have a magician come to celebrate Park, which our theme was the magic of books and reading. And then Mr. D mentioned Battle of the Books. We have dates set for kindergarten celebration, our sixth grade step up day, so all those things are coming together nicely.
A couple of things in the high school. Thursday is what we call tour day, and we will give three small shows. The junior high has a small show, the high school has a small show, and then the elementary school comes down around 1:30. But this year for the junior high show, we are going to have kind of an actor studio, and we're going to allow the junior high kids to ask questions of with Mrs. Clark and the cast, which we think is something different, and it'll be kind of cool. The 25th through the 28th for the high school is Spirit Week. There's something that kind of goes on every day. There's dress-up, kind of fun costuming days, activities. On the 28th, that Thursday, is our spring pep rally, where the juniors and the seniors play each other in a game, and then the faculty takes on the seniors in a game as well. This year's game is called Monster Ball, which is sort of like a baseball, dodgeball sort of game, and the teachers have never lost, ever. So I will make sure I will give every student a hard time that week, and it'll be fun.
The ineligibility list of what substantially is
right, yeah. So, right, that's right. So, new guidelines.
Kendra.
Plugging along with annual reviews, thank you to all my special education teachers for their hard work these past few weeks. It's greatly appreciated. And of course, to Mr. Burgess and Ms. Strong for letting me pull their teachers and students and moving people all around for me. It's greatly appreciated.
Thank you.
Staff report.
Yes, treasurer's report. Lori and her office have been extremely busy. As you can see, you've got multiple reports in front of you. Additionally, Lori has been putting in yeoman's work getting the budget put together for the following school year. We're looking forward to being able to present that next month. So with that said, I would like to recommend the board take action to approve the treasurer's report and documents you see before you.
Do we have a motion to approve?
Motion.
Mr. Pratt, do we have a second?
Second.
Second, Mrs. Norton. Any discussion? All in favor?
Aye.
Opposed?
You have the audit and finance committee notes in front of you from February 26th of 2024. I would like to recommend the board take action to approve those notes.
We have a motion to approve.
Motion.
Mr. Pratt. Do we have a second?
Second.
Second, Mr. Mowat. Any discussion?
I just got.
Yes.
Now, our minutes, we get there. So, we okay if whatever happens in there is okay? Is that, we're just not accepting the minutes, correct? We're just accepting whatever you guys talked about.
Yeah, it's the minutes.
The minutes.
Right. So, for instance, say if someone, you spent some money there, or someone got a raise or something, is that okay by saying yes?
If you had those questions when you read those minutes, then you call Pat or Lori.
Yeah, there was no.
I'm just trying to say, so
right.
Does that mean that, I just need yes or no, does that mean I'm voting on accepting the minutes, or am I voting for them to get that?
You're voting on approving the information that's in the minutes.
Right, so.
That's before you.
Because if anybody gets a raise, we're going to vote on it here, right?
Oh, it's not going to go through there?
No.
No.
Okay, that's all I want to ask.
Does that make sense?
Yeah, because I was
okay.
Told, okay.
Yep.
Yep.
Any other discussion? I'm trying to think of where I was. Sorry. All in favor?
Aye. Aye.
Opposed? Carried.
I would like to recommend the board take action to approve the meeting dates for
24-25. Skip one.
Board
minutes.
Skip one?
Board minutes.
Skip the board minutes?
Yes. Yep.
I did. How about we go back to the board minutes?
The board minutes. Do we have a motion to approve? Motion, please.
Motion. Oh,
thank you.
Sorry,
Mr.
Second.
Second, Mr. Dudley. Any discussion? All in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Opposed? Aye. Carried. Now.
How about the board meeting dates now for the 24-25 school year?
Do we have a motion to approve?
So moved.
Mr. LaChapelle, thank you. Do we have a second?
Second.
Second. Second, Mrs. Norton, any discussion? All in favor?
Aye.
Opposed? Carried.
we have some appointments. Is the board comfortable taking these as a group?
Good to
meet
you.
Yes.
Yep. All right. First, I'd like to recommend Megan Mayas to the position. What position? Cleaner, I'm sorry, for a 26 probationary week appointment. Don Fiorino to a part-time position of cleaner. Courtney Brown to the position of teacher aide, bus aide. I'd also like to recommend Kevin Gibo as a varsity football coach. John Godfrey as a volunteer assistant modified track coach. Keith Redmond to facilitate track club. And Sam Godfrey for modified softball.
Do we have a motion to approve those appointments? Mr. LaChapelle, do we have a second?
Second.
Second, Mr. Pratt. Any discussion? All in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Opposed? Carried.
We have one resignation for the purpose of retirement. I would like to recommend that the board take action to approve the retirement of Judy Gould with a great deal of thanks and appreciation for her multiple years of service to the Whitehall Central School, effective June 30 of
34. How many years? 36. Wow. Thank you, Mrs. Gould. Do we have a motion to approve that resignation?
36.
So moved.
Mr. LaChapelle, do we have a second?
Second.
Second, Mr. Mowat. Any discussion? All in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Opposed?
Aye.
Carried.
All right, you have before you a proposed WTA memorandum of agreement for a retirement incentive for those individuals who are looking at retiring to submit their retirement by the end of March. They must be of retirement age and fully eligible to retire without penalty with New York State TRS.
Do we have a motion to approve?
So moved.
Mrs. Norton, do we have a second?
Second.
Mr. Dudley, any discussion? All in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Opposed? Carried.
All right, you also have before you a CSEA memorandum of agreement giving this year the staff that are part of CSEA a paid day off on Lunar New Year, which is a new holiday that's been provided as a school holiday but not a federal holiday. We have an MOA in place for them to be paid this year, but that would then need to be negotiated as part of the CSEA negotiations for the following school year.
Do we have a motion to approve?
So moved.
Mrs. Norton, do we have a second?
Second.
Second, Mr. Pratt. Any discussion?
Yeah, is this going to conflict with any of those who are transporting, you know, students out of district? Like, is this going to create another debacle?
If the school district is closed, but the school district, the receiving school district is open,
I understand
those students,
that.
Those students still go.
I'm referencing, do those folks get compensated with a floating holiday or
what
something?
What we've done previous was given them a floating holiday because contractually they don't get paid.
Okay. Just want to make sure that's the case.
Any other questions? All in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Opposed? Carried.
I would like to recommend the resolution to approve cooperative bidding.
Do we have a motion to approve the bidding?
So moved.
Mr. LaChapelle, do we have a second?
Second.
Second, Mr. Pratt. Any discussion? All in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Opposed? Carried.
I would like to make a recommendation to amend the school calendar for the year. We've closed one day this year for the purpose of inclement weather, in quotes. It ended up being a day that we had no water. that said, I would like to offer our employees the ability to have the day, the Friday, leading up to Memorial Day as a closure.
Do we have a motion to approve that update?
So moved.
Mr. Dudley, do we have a second?
Second.
Second, Mr. Pratt. Any discussion?
Well, how many days do we get left, Pat?
Three.
All in favor?
Aye.
Opposed? Carried.
Hopefully we don't use any more between now and then.
We got enough.
let's see, what do I have here? Dates and times for a public meeting.
Mm-hmm.
May 6th of 2024, 6 p.m. at the Junior Senior High School. And the annual meeting and budget vote and election takes place May 21 from noon until 8 p.m. right here in the LGI.
Okay, do we have a motion to approve?
So moved.
Mrs. Norton, do we have a second?
Second.
Mr. Mowat. Any discussion? All in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Opposed? Carried.
I'd also like to recommend the board take action to approve the 2024 public notice. You've got that in your documents.
Do we have a motion to approve?
So moved.
Mr. LaChapelle, do we have a second?
Second.
Second, Mr. Pratt. Any discussion? All in favor?
Aye.
Opposed? Carried.
Tonight would be our last read and approval of the workplace violence prevention policy, which is required to go into place this year by the state of New York. I would like to recommend the board take action to approve that policy.
We have a motion to approve.
So moved.
Mrs. Norton, and then we'll take Mr. Pratt as a second. Any discussion? All in favor?
Aye.
Opposed?
Aye.
Carried.
And lastly, we do have some disposals. We have 25 damaged books we'd like to dispose of, as well as 24 charging carts that are obsolete now as they no longer fit them out on Chromebooks.
Okay, do we have a motion to approve those disposals?
Motion.
Mr. Pratt, do we have a second?
Second.
Second, Mr. LaChapelle. Any discussion? All in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Opposed? Carried. Public comment.
Can you explain to me what the rules of a special Board of Education meeting is with regards to the public and the audience?
Public would be able to participate, be eligible to come.
Yep, just like this would be. It's just a special meeting. It's not on our regular schedule.
What's the purpose of the classroom situation?
Yes.
Yes. And there'll be is it a 2-week
notice we have to? Yeah, we'd be getting that noticed on our website, on our social media, as well as on our marquee.
And the public can speak at that.
If there are questions.
Yeah, yeah. If there are questions, sure. Mrs. Hollister.
I don't know if I can speak on this. The pool the understanding, Vicki made a comment about what they were voting on, being a worker at the election. May I make a statement?
As a polling person, can she do that?
Yeah, you can make a statement.
Yeah. Personal privilege or whatever.
Yeah.
They weren't informed on their own behalf. It's not because they didn't attend the meetings and whatnot. They didn't read. We had people walking in the door saying, well, I'm here to vote no for the pool. And we said, read what you're voting on. Just show me where to vote no. We can't do that. But please read what you're voting on. They go to the booth or do whatever and go, oh, there's no. So
right, a lot of them confused. You know, I agree with it.
Right. So it's not, they really have to take some ownership on this and really read what they're voting on.
But also, too, the way the legal jargon of all of that is very confusing anyways with any of that stuff. And the passion in the community, and I say when we weren't supposed to act with passion, the passion in the community is they do not want to lose the pool. Yes, I know there's structural issues because that was discussed in the meetings, and those issues would have to be resolved whether it was going to be classrooms or the pool. That was a statement made. That will have to be fixed no matter what.
Well, I don't want to get off on a tangent. I just want to, some of the voters said, maybe if it's laid out more in layman's terms that they would.
The problem is, on a ballot, we can't do that. They have to be very specific and written in legalese, which is why we hold all those meetings, which is why we sent out multiple letters, which is why we sent out the brochures and information to every community member to try to explain that. People needed to really read.
Right.
If they chose not to attend one of the informational sessions, it was incumbent upon them to read the information that was provided.
But also one of the misconceptions is you had a architect and stuff come in to evaluate the pool after the flood, and that report said, you know, gave a ballpark figure of where it would be to fix the pool. And then when you bring the proposition to the voters, they're saying it's going to be $13.6 million with a dive well. It's like a whole new building, brand, you know, everything else, which is not what the community really wanted. The community really wants the pool for the use of the kids to learn to swim. It's not for a competitive pool. It's not for a dive well. I mean, and that's where a lot of the passion came from.
Any other comments? We're going to look for a motion to adjourn the.
We did disposals.
Yes.
Okay.
All right, we're good.
Okay.
Meeting to adjourn.
So moved.
Or a motion. Thank you, Mr. LaChapelle. And do we have a second?
Second.
Mr. Dudley? Any discussion? All in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Opposed? Carried. Thank you.